Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up? Don't sit down. Stand up, don't back down. Stand up and shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Ah, it's another Freaky Friday American. Here on Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, the radio chick, along with my oh-so-intellectual co-host, Cool Mike. Good afternoon, Mikey.
Good afternoon, Annie. Great to be here. Another Friday, March the 8th.
Ah, the Ides of March keep marching on.
And looking forward to today's show because, as we know, what? Rush Limbaugh is one of my very favorites.
And it goes to prove that conservatism is genetic, because you've got Rush Limbaugh, David Limbaugh, now Andy Limbaugh, all conservative commentators. We're going to have Andy Limbaugh join us in a little bit. He'll be calling in at quarter after the hour. You know, we've got scheduled, and it's definitely back on the calendar, and it is a date to book. We've got the Lieutenant Dan week for September 9th to the 15th here in Beaufort, South Carolina. So we're
you
gonna
said
be...
week, Annie.
Week.
Normally
yes.
It's a weekend.
Now they've made it a week-long event because they do have so many activities to cover and so many people are involved in it. This event is growing. In the 4 years it has been here in Beaufort, it has become a festival. To honor our wounded veterans, it is our duty to do that. It is our honor to do that. And here in Beaufort, nowhere else in the nation can you get a Lieutenant Dan weekend like we throw here. So I'm going to put up in the chat room the link to the Independence Fund, and tickets are already going on sale. So if anyone wants to make the trip here to South Carolina, they are currently only $25 before June 1st. After June 1st, the price will go up. So I'm telling you, get in there now and get your tickets now.
Well, I got your email, and it I'll post that on my Facebook as well. I did suggest to Sergeant Germain that we plan ahead and hopefully make the trip, and also some other people on BTR to do live shows there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There are places here we can do Wi-Fi broadcasting, and the park that will host the concert does have Wi-Fi. I think it's a nominal fee to get in and gain access on it. I've used it several times. So, yeah, we can broadcast from the park itself.
Well, of course, but you're Annie Ubelis. We're just conservative prime time, so we'll have to piggyback off you. But I think it'd be great if, you know, if we all did if we did our shows live there, and we could have not only just the people who are partaking, but I bet there are people just from all over there that you know, it would just be an awesome show, not only fun for us but for BTR as well.
Absolutely, and I've got the equipment to do remote broadcasting, which, as you know, I have done several times at their golf outings with the Independence Fund in conjunction with Lieutenant Dan Weekend, which is now Lieutenant Dan Week 4. And speaking of our military, everyone that listens to the show knows that we start off each show with a dedication to a fallen hero, and today's show is dedicated to Army Sergeant Glenn R. Allison, who was killed December 18th, 2003. So, Mike, if you would pull up the Army mix.
It's playing.
Okay. This is from Boston, Massachusetts. Army Sergeant Glenn R. Allison didn't have much time to spend with his family between returning from a tour of duty in Korea in September and leaving for Iraq in early December. But he did have enough time to give away his sister at her wedding on the day after Thanksgiving, a memory that is now all the more precious. Allison, who was only 24, of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, about 130 miles west of Boston, died in Baghdad during a physical training exercise, less than a week after arriving in Iraq, his sister said. He is my only brother, and our mother raised us alone. So he gave me away at my wedding, said John Allison Cardoso. We'll always have that. The Army didn't provide a cause of death for Allison, but his sister said the family was told it was heart failure. He had no history of heart problems at only 24. In addition to his sister, he leaves behind his mother, Vanessa, and a seven-year-old daughter. It was a big shot, Allison Cardoso said. He had been in Iraq less than a week. I talked to him just before he left. He was letting me borrow his car while he was there. And when I went to pick it up, he was so proud showing me his desert fatigue. He was just so proud of what he was doing. We were all worried just because he's my only brother. But he accepted it as his job. Allison was a life. Allison loved playing football in high school, enjoyed rap music, and playing video games. Sister said he also loved the travel opportunities the Army provided him, and he loved meeting new people in the Army. He made sergeant in May of 2003. He was very proud of that, Allison said. He was proud of having people to look after, proud of being in charge of other people. This show is dedicated to all the men and women that are serving, have served, and will. We dedicate this song by Todd Allen Harrington, who says it well in the song titled My Name is America, which is available for YouTube download.
I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open. I'm attacked, I protect and defend, because my name is America. I stand proud and free. My name is America. Don't tread on me. I cannot be broken. I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise up. Taken from others, others gave it to me. They believe in the virtues I stand for, my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my power, but their vicious deeds become my finest hour, because my name is America. I stand proud and free. My name is America. Don't tread on me. I cannot be broken. I cannot be shamed. If you hurt,
Herodin, my name is America. Mike, we got ourselves a really rocking show today.
Yeah, well, of course, it isn't the professor of the advanced conservative studies, but you know what? We all have to have high school teachers as well, too. So I'm excited. Anybody by the last name Limbaugh. Oh, boy. I'm ready to go. It's really
right.
Cool, too, when you have things in the family. As we know, Harry Carey had both of his kids in the media, and here it is. That's always exciting.
Absolutely, and I think it's genetic. Conservatism is definitely genetic. You got to be born with it. So let's welcome aboard Andy Limbaugh. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hi, Ann and Mike. How are you both?
Oh, we're rocking today.
Great to have you. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And before I start, I'd like to say what a wonderful tribute to our fallen heroes that you all have. And it's because of them that we have the opportunity to talk as we're doing right now.
Yeah, we can never truly say thank you enough to the men and women that are serving, that have served, and that will serve. I would say 99% of what we have today is because they are willing to sacrifice everything so that those of us can sit home on our couch with a bowl of ice cream and some Chunky Monkey ice cream from Ben and Jerry's and enjoy life.
You're absolutely correct.
Certainly. Well, Andy, let me throw the first question out there. What the hell is going on with our fellow Republicans? sometimes I don't even know if they're Democrats or not. Meeting halfway with a huge deficit instead of standing up for what Professor Limbaugh has talked about since the 80s, advanced conservative studies. What's going on?
Well, you're obviously asking that question to the choir here. And by the way, Rush and both David had to get their talents from somewhere. So, again, thanks for having me on.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
All right, Andy.
I'm sorry, Andy. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you to give a little bit of background on yourself so the listeners know, you know, a little something about you outside of the fact that you're part of the Limbaugh family.
I really have an entrepreneurial spirit. I am definitely not a 9-to-5-er. Those types of things just, I'm just not wired like that. So what I'm doing and what I've embarked on started about 5 years ago, and this kind of ties in with your question from a moment ago, Mike, what's going on with our Republicans. After the 08 elections, I was just infuriated by the lack of spine that our party had, not only in our candidate for president, but the fact that our party just really didn't seem to be engaged. They didn't get involved as far as we would always see in past campaigns and elections. And with the left, you know what you're getting. So, you know, you really can't be mad or angry at the left because that's who they are. Who I was really angry at was the Republican Party because they just didn't stand up. They didn't have any backbone. And, we got what we got. And it's nobody's fault but our own. And there you got the Tea Party. And look what happened in 2010 in those elections. The Tea Party spoke. We got control of the House. And that's where we are. And the left, obviously, is scared to death of the Tea Party. Why would they be scared of the Republican establishment? Well, they're not. And again, I know you hear this all the time, but we can't say it enough that, you know, we've got to get together here and stop going towards the middle and talk about and advocate our values and our base and you know, conservatism, as the other guy on the radio says, never loses. So with that in mind, I put together kind of a game plan, a long-term game plan, and to provide different types of education to the masses, keep it as apolitical as possible, because, again, the left is the left, but for the middle and to the right, I espouse that most people are conservative when it comes to an issue, a policy issue that governs or runs their daily life. And if you speak to those individuals, and instead of trying to ram conservatism down everybody's throats, which is, you know, in a perfect world, that's what we would love to do. But I think when you speak to an individual about what really governs their daily life, then they would begin to understand that they are conservative in that specific value. Maybe not for other values or other policy issues, but they don't care about those. What people care about most are the things that run their daily life. And everybody's going to be different. What's important to me is not going to be important to you, Mike, to you, Ann, you know, our neighbors, et cetera. So I started on this, and after Obamacare passed now almost 3 years ago, believe it or not, I just literally became an angry citizen. I've never been in healthcare, couldn't spell it much less, and decided that we need to do something. And healthcare, as everyone knows, is just so massive, and it has so many spider legs. But what we wanted to do is pick a battle and provide a new way for individuals, businesses to access good quality, great quality, low-cost access to health care. And that's what we've done, and that's where we are today.
All right. Now, what you put together underneath the Founders Alliance USA, it's not an insurance plan, but it's something to supplement the insurance plan, as I understand it?
Yes. In effect, what we've done is we have established a nonprofit membership association called Founders Alliance USA. And with that membership, we have put together a package. We have a strategic partner who has actually put this package together for us. We have a package of discount healthcare services and products that our members can utilize in addition to any insurance, actual insurance policies, health insurance policies that they may or may not have. And as we all know, there are so many people out there who don't even have any health insurance at all. So what our program does is provide our association members with deep discount healthcare services. And I'll give you a quick example. One of the services is the ability to call an 800 number, speak to an MD. The MD will ask a litany of questions. And this can be done online as well. But the MD will ask a litany of questions, make a determination if the diagnosis can be made within a certain threshold. And if the diagnosis can be made, let's just take example, a urinary tract infection, sinus infection, something like that. Then the MD then can go ahead, make the diagnosis, call in a prescription to your local pharmacy of your choice, then you can use your discount pharmacy card and pick up your prescription. That's just one of the benefits of this plan.
All right. Now, what happens if you don't have insurance?
Can you expand on that a little more, please?
Well, if someone has no insurance but they signed up for your program, would it still benefit them in the same manner?
Well, it's not insurance in the true sense. In other words, with our plan, you can't use that and go to the emergency room and get stitched up if you hit on the head, something like that. It does not include something like a hospitalization. Those things are actually in a true health insurance plan. What we are providing is something that or services that individuals might be able to utilize when they don't have some sort of a catastrophic issue in that sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's almost like a supplemental plan, as I understand it.
It is. There are supplemental plans out there, though, that you may be more familiar with that are actually insurance products. Cancer insurance, you may have supplemental plan that would pay for a deductible for your actual health insurance plan or insurance policy. What we're providing is a low-cost way for individuals who do not have insurance or, in effect, can supplement their insurance with a non-insurance product, but it is a healthcare service. Dental, for instance, you can go see a dentist in the network that we have, and root canals, cleanings, tooth extractions, the basic things that a dentist would provide that you may not have even in your own insurance policy. So that's what we're providing.
All right. And now insurance policies are going to run into the hundreds of dollars per month. What is your supplemental plan, which is actually, you have it down as a health savings plan?
Well, it's not a health savings plan. It's a health plan savings program. And it's the word savings is to provide savings for individuals without going out and purchasing something at a very high cost that not only they may not be able to afford, but it may not be available to them. So we're providing a low-cost service in the form of healthcare services.
And what's the average cost for someone to buy into the Founders Alliance?
It's $19.95 a month.
That's it? Just less than $20?
Less than $20.
And
if you purchase it annually, you'll save 2 months.
Wow.
Here's a perfect scenario. If you are a part-time employee of a company, they do not provide yet your insurance. This is perfect for an individual because a lot of part-time employees are in that 21 to, say, 35-year-old or age group. Most people, unless they need maternity care and things like that, they're ready to start a family. Most people don't see a doctor. And when they do, they just walk into what we call a doc in the box, or if they have an insurance policy already, there's a $50 copay typically, and so they're out of pocket $50, and they may not be able to even get in to see their doctor for a week or two or three. So for less than $20 a month and being able to call an 800 number and speak to an MD who may be able to diagnose a symptom that you may have. Again, it might be something that's, a sinus infection or urinary tract infection. That's included in the plan. It doesn't cost you anymore. There's no deductible to take care of. And then they'll call in your prescription and whatever your prescription cost is, and then with the use of the discount drug card, you get your prescription. So it's really for that type of a market that you don't use a doctor. When you do, if it's a non-catastrophic or non-surgical type of situation, it's a perfect plan. Vision is included, dental, and these are all deep discounts.
Now, on your site, which is FA for Founders Alliance, FAUSAHealth.org, you also have a cost calculator so people can actually plug in what they're paying for their health insurance and what your plan would be saving?
That's correct. We have actually two calculators on the cost calculator tab. The first calculator that you're referring to, someone can plug in what they're currently spending, like you said, or if they don't have any insurance, they can call a broker, their licensed health insurance broker, get a quote, put in what the premium amount will be, add the $19.95 for our membership and services, and that will be their monthly cost. So they can see it immediately. If they currently have health insurance, they can plug in what they're currently paying and get a side-by-side comparison of what they're currently paying and what they could be paying and getting the same services.
Now, I'm looking at the printout I made of the cost calculator. You have it with mid-tier and then your plan. And basically you're saying that you don't have to go to this premium health insurance plan. You can actually cut down on the benefits because your health plan will actually cover that gap and save people hundreds of dollars a month, right?
Well, part of that is correct. What you are calling the gap, we don't provide an insurance plan that yet, I might add, but we don't provide an insurance that pays for that gap. In other words, if you have a high deductible plan that's a $5,000 deductible, our services do not cover the cost of the deductible amount. So what our service does is supplement the services that an individual may need. If you have a Cadillac plan, for instance, and you're paying $6,000 a year, why not revisit? Do you really need all of the services, things like that, in a policy that you're not taking advantage of or you're not using. So if you're familiar with the term from the life insurance industry, buy term and invest the rest, what they mean by that is buy inexpensive term insurance, life insurance, and then with the savings that you get from that, you're pocketing more discretionary income for use on other things. We're advocating the exact same thing, only with health insurance.
All right. So now when they do call your teledoc, as you call it, are they paying an additional fee besides the $19.95 a month?
No, it's included.
All right. So when they are not feeling well, whether or not it's a flu or an infection or something like that, and they call up or they go online to your teledoc, they're not going to have to face the fee that you have should they use their health insurance to visit for the same consent.
That's correct.
I'm actually signing up as we speak. This works perfect for me. You know, one trip to, we have what they call med centers. I have no insurance, but we have med centers. One trip to the med center will cost between $150 and $250. So, I mean, after one trip, and I probably use it twice, maybe three times a year, I'm in fairly good health. But, I mean, still, this saves me right off the bat money right off the bat.
And don't forget the added expense of your prescription.
Yeah. Number of people in household. Is it just one for me?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, now, keep in mind that this plan for an enrollee, if you have a family, this one-time $19.95 a month covers your family as well, family members.
So if you have, say, six people, a husband and wife and four kids, it's only $19.95.
That's correct.
Or ones we may discover in the future that we have and not aware of.
That's all on you, Mike.
Now, also,
this is awesome. This is like unbelievably amazing. I mean, I'm going to post this on my Facebook. Wow.
Thank you.
I mean, there are so many people, especially with the wonderful, with Jesus' new healthcare that he and our president, an awful lot of our hours from people who are working are being cut to part-time simply because the company cannot afford that. So, therefore... Well, for an inexpensive cost like this, go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're taking me to my next point and scenario that I wanted to provide, and it blends in with our cost calculator. There's a secondary cost calculator on the page, and it has to do with what's called the business exemption threshold, and what that is, and a lot of people have been hearing lately in the news, that if a business employs 50 or more people, then they are going to be required by Obamacare to provide health insurance for every employee, and if they don't, then they say, sorry, folks, you know, we're going to have to send you to the state health exchange, if one is even established in the state where they reside. Here in Missouri, they are not establishing one. And another option for the business owner, we'll just go ahead and pay a fine to the federal government because it's less expensive for us to do that. Then they jeopardize the fact that their employees obviously aren't going to like it a lot. They're left on their own. And they're going to have to go to a federal exchange, the employees, if their state does not establish a state exchange. So what this does, what we are advocating with our program, become a member of Founders Alliance USA, take part in the benefits and services that we're providing for less than $20 a month, and then we're advocating to you as an individual or a business owner for your employees. Call your licensed insurance broker, health insurance broker. Get quotes on short-term or HSA type of high deductible plans. and look at the money on the cost calculator that you can save from what you're currently paying now. The secondary calculator on that page, on the cost calculator, is the formula that was established by Health and Human Services and the IRS that, in effect, says we, as the federal government, through Obamacare, are going to lump, we're going to add up based on number of hours worked and a few other things. We're going to take all of your part-time employees, and we're going to lump them together, and then we're going to add that new baseline number to your existing full-time employees. And if that number then, lumped together part-time with full-time, takes you over that 50-employee threshold, then you as a business owner have a whole lot of decisions you have to make.
Now, a lot of businesses, like Desjardins Restaurants, which is Red Lobster and a couple of others, cut their employees down so that they're all part-time. And I'm seeing this all over the place. They're keeping the threshold below 50 full-time employees, which is what Obamacare has. If it's 50 full-time employees, then they fall into you must provide. If you're 49 full-time employees and everyone else is part-time, then you don't have to.
That's correct. However, you have to be careful, though. And that's why we put the formula calculator for the business owner on our page, on the cost calculator page, that if you, let's just say, for instance, you have 40 full-time employees, and you have, and I'm just guesstimating here just for example, that you have 25 part-time employees. You put, you fill out the calculator that's on our website, and the number of part-time employees based on that formula may add up to a new number of full-time employees that could take you over the 50-employee threshold.
That's confusing. I'm confused.
It's basically what they're saying is, the federal government is saying that we're going to add up all your part-time employees, and based on a formula, they may add up to a number of, not may, but they will add up to a number of full-time employees that then needs to be added to your current staff of full-time employees. And if that number exceeds 50, then you're in the mandate.
So even though you physically don't have 50 full-time employees, you physically are not paying 50 people full-time, you can still, the government can still determine that you have 50.
Correct, by the formula that they came up with.
And everyone wonders why we have a budget mess.
Never an end. Well, never an end. You know, that's how it works.
Right. So we've made it very, very simple for a business owner on our website to make an instantaneous determination of how many full-time employees they have by virtue of the cost calculator. And then they can send that information to, you know, their accountant or whoever to make the determination of what they're going to do.
Man, and we thought we saw the worst of Obamacare. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. No.
Now, you also have on the site help for people with the corporate and government red tape and getting their insurance claims. So even though you're not an insurance company, and someone else has insurance elsewhere plus your plan, for just that simple $19.95, if they had their insurance denied, you will get on the phone with whatever the insurance agency or government agency it is and help them unravel that?
No, it's actually a private firm out of Baltimore. And what they are in business to do is to advocate on behalf of an individual who has an insurance plan, and that individual is having issues with, let's just say, services rendered in a hospital due to surgery of some sort. And the individual gets the bill, and there are discrepancies with what the insurance said that they would cover and what the hospital said they were going to cover, weren't going to cover, all those headaches. So the individual who is with our plan can call an 800 number to that firm, explain what's going on, and that company will advocate on their behalf to make sure that everybody is doing what they said that they were going to do.
Man, I could use that right now. Am I battling with a couple insurance companies right now?
Yep. I mean, it's rampant. People do it every day, and it's such a waste of time. And if you are an HR head of a small business, the last thing you want to be doing is spending your time on the phone with an insurance company, with a hospital, with a service provider, whatever. So this firm will go to bat for you, handle all that, and, you know, obviously you talk back and forth, but they do that on your behalf. It's a tremendous feature.
Yeah, because just yesterday I was on the phone with my insurance company for prescriptions, and I was battling with them, and I'm trying to explain to them, you've got to pay for it. You know, I only got copies now. I tell them that they don't. And for 45 minutes, and it's, you want to think you're hitting your head against a brick wall. And a company is going to do this for me now for less than $20 a month. Plus, I get, you know, visit to the teledoc. Plus, I get savings on other things like prescriptions and eyeglasses. That's it, just $19.95.
Right. Correct.
I mean, people have to be insane not to sign up for this. But
your words, yes, you're correct.
But you're not a company. You're a not-for-profit alliance, a group of people together?
We're actually a non-profit membership association, and we have aligned ourselves with strategic partners, one of which who has provided this group of products and services. What we are also doing is developing, and have been for the past few years, additional healthcare access alternatives. And we're not there yet with some of those, and I can't speak specifically to that right now. But we're in existence to provide advocacy and solutions, whether by products and services and or literally our advocacy, and in order for the masses to be able to not have to worry about things that they just really don't want to worry about, so that they can live their daily lives, so that they can keep more of what they've earned and not have to give it to the government, if possible. And, you know, that's what we do. And that's what we're going to continue to give back to our members.
Now, how did you get involved with this?
Started from scratch.
You were working with what, Andy Salvato?
With Frank.
I'm sorry, Frank. You're Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, I started this about 2.5 years ago. The nonprofit has been in existence since early December of 2010. And I was introduced to Frank, actually, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And so Frank is a member of our board, and we have additional board members. I know you know Frank. And so literally started this from scratch, and we have a wonderful, wonderful group of directors that are of like mind as we all are, and they all bring to the table specific talents, but the core of us is, you know, our core beliefs and conservatism. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Now, you're up on Facebook, too?
Correct.
And you just started a new Facebook page. Yeah, he's up there twice because you had so many followers on your original page that no one else could follow you.
Well, that's where the last name kicks in. When they see your last name, you know, some people would like to, whether they realize you're related or not. So, anyway, it's you can never have too many friends. Let's put it that way.
It's true. You're also involved in another website, the Stand Up America.
Yes, that Stand Up America is actually an organization by a very good friend of mine, retired Major General Paul Vallely. And General Vallely was Fox News Channel's military analyst from, I believe it was 2001 to about 2005. And he and I actually connected on Facebook. And so we've developed a wonderful relationship, and he has just been fabulous to me. And what Stand Up America does is provide in-depth analysis in the area of foreign policy and the military and how those two work together. And so his organization does all kinds of very deep analysis, Middle East affairs, any foreign policy around the world and how it works with our military.
Yeah, it's a very interesting site because I pulled up the page and you go through the intent of the Founding Fathers with the Constitution, upholding our First, Second, and Tenth Amendment rights, strong national defense, you know, sovereignty, capitalism, Israel. It's a great site. I like it.
It's a very, very great site and worth going to multiple times a week because they are constantly updating with information about foreign affairs and our military. And General Valley was a class of 61, I believe, West Point grad. And you talk about one of the finest gentlemen you'll ever meet in your life. He is. He's just a great man.
Oh, wow. It sounds like it from what he has on the site and what the contributors are. And you've got some really great contributors. You got Carol Tabor. You've got Tom Trento. You've got a fantastic people on this. David Horowitz. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, some of the people that are on here.
Yeah, it's a great group. Actually, Carol is a very close friend.
Yeah, she has been on our show before. Now, I'm going to go off on a completely different tangent because I've been up on Facebook and Twitter, and I have been blasting, and I mean literally blasting, Lindsey Graham and John McCain on two things, their drone use over U.S. soil and for attending that dinner at the White House when they closed the doors to the tours. I've got to get your input on this.
It befuddles me. I know why they did it, and I think it's more of a dog and pony show than anything. And it irritates the fire out of me.
Here they're going to the White House to discuss, you know, the budget and sequestration, the continuing resolution, all that other stuff. And they go for a nice dinner, which means you've got additional staff, you've got additional security, you've got the food itself, you've got the refreshments and entertainment and decorations and so forth, which would cost far more than leaving the doors open and the people who bring the tourists around on the tours were not furloughed. They were still being paid a full salary just to sit in the White House. So you add all those expenses together, and they actually spent more money than they claimed to have saved by closing the doors.
All the while, Rand Paul is on the floor of the Senate for almost 13 hours. I don't think Rand Paul is going to get any kind of invitation for cocktails and dinner at the White House anytime soon.
He's such a terrific representative of the people. I really wish he were my representative. And I mean, just what he did. Just a great example of a true representative of the people, for the people, by the people. Unfortunately, in Michigan where I am, I have Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin, which I don't think you could get a worse pair.
We're going to have to work on that for you, Mike.
I'm stuck with Lindsey
Graham. I'm going to run for governor. So when I'm governor, I'm going to make everyone's I'll make their life miserable. I have I think one of the things, people are just so weak. You know, it doesn't even matter what party you are, but the bottom line is for us as conservatives, we just can't waver. We are true financial conservatives, and the minute you spend one more penny than a dollar when all you have is that dollar. That's when it's easier to spend 2 pennies and then 3 pennies. And God knows, here we are now.
Well, I'm gonna take it a little bit deeper. And it's because of the communication aspect that we have these days, where anybody can find out pretty much anything about anybody at any time. And the smearing and the demagoguery, and people just don't want to have to go, and I'll call it, they don't want to have to go through the brain damage of having to defend themselves every time they make a comment about something that with the intent is for the betterment of everybody. And you have the left who, you know, they are relentless, as you know, about smear tactics. Why would anybody who would be a great candidate for office want to have to go through the scrutiny and then they feel like they have to defend themselves to their family and friends? Well, I didn't know that about you, or I didn't know that about you. Whether it's true or not, truth doesn't matter anymore, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. In today's day and age and the technology we have, but the left has been able to use that against us. And unfortunately, being conservatives, we're people that, you know, say, all right, you know, this is my opinion. I'm not going to force it on you. Instead of being more vocal and more outgoing, saying, this is why what you're thinking is wrong. This is my opinion of why what you're doing is wrong. You know, I shouldn't have to pay for you deciding to live on welfare and food stamps and pop babies out like a rabbit, because that's your lifestyle choice, but I'm not going to pay for it. But we don't do that. We don't do that. We say, oh, the poor person, and we put our hand in the pocket and we hand them more money.
Oh, we wouldn't want to hurt their feelings.
We cause our own problems.
Well, and Mike, you nailed it. It's about feelings. You know, they're all about feel. How does it feel? How does this make you feel? When it has absolutely nothing to do with reality.
Yeah,
and
that's
it really
very
boils
true.
Down to that.
My famous quote, because I'm in the nightclub business, is whenever you have a moment of where political correctness is due, my reaction is, well, you know what? That's tough shit. That's the best way to address it, and it's the best way to solve the problems too. Well, Andy, we obviously know about Rush Hudson III, and tell us a little bit about you, where you live, and, you know, just introduce us to you.
Sure. I live in St. Louis. I've been here almost 27 years now. I grew up in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, as did Rush, and went to college at the University of Missouri for 2 years and got my degree from Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau, and spent a little time on Capitol Hill as, I'll call it, a glorified intern working for a U.S. congressman back in 1983. And so I got my teeth cut a little bit on the political side of things, although I've been involved in politics all my life and licking stamps and stuffing envelopes. But I've been here, as I said, for 27 years in St. Louis, lived in Atlanta for 2 years. And really the reason that I'm involved in all this is really just nothing more than being a concerned citizen. It's a fit for me. As I said, I'm not the 9-to-5. I wasn't cut in that mold. I kind of like to wing it, if you will. And that's just how I'm wired. So that's really why I'm doing what I'm doing now, just more or less as a concerned citizen, trying to be able to help as many people as possible.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a fantastic job with Freedom Alliance USA. I put the link up in the chat room, and it's on the show page, which is FA for Freedom Alliance USA health.org. I'm telling people to click on it and check it out. Man, it's fantastic. You know, getting back to McCain and Graham, the other thing that, you know, with the drones, with Ron Paul, they got up on the floor yesterday, and the two of them were slamming Rand Paul. And I don't know how I managed not to throw something at the TV with the two of them. Because the moment you saw Chuck Schumer, and I have a different name for him, up there with Turban, I didn't say that, Durbin. I said, if those
secret
two were agreeing,
you didn't say that.
If those two were agreeing with McCain and Graham, then something is definitely wrong in their argument. I can't even imagine. And Graham claims to be a strict constitutionalist, but the idea of drones, they will be over our soil, whether or not they're used for border security or law enforcement. You know, the technology is there and it will be used, but how we control its use is most important. How we strictly define the use of it so it remains within constitutional boundaries. You know, the biggest fear is that you're sending a drone out on a search and rescue mission for a hiker in the side of a mountain, and it flies over, say, for example, someone's backyard marijuana patch. You know, are you going to use that film to prosecute them for the pot or not? You know, it's such a slippery slope.
Well, all that it will take, if it does happen, all it will take is that first oops moment, and that first time that somebody is killed by accident, and then it's just, you know, what's going to hit the fan. You know, but they worry about those things. Well, maybe they'll happen. Maybe they won't. We'll worry about it when the time comes. Well, that's dangerous. You know, that's not common sense.
That I completely agree with, because I remember while I was growing up in the late 60s, 70s, they had this thing in our neighborhood. I was living on Long Island, New York, about flying over the neighborhoods and taking, you know, these aerial maps. And what was happening when they took the aerial maps, all of a sudden they found out that, oh, this guy's got a patio in his backyard that, you know, we're not taxing him for. And this person has a pool that we don't know about and we're not taxing them for. Or this person built a garage and it wasn't permitted properly. And people were being prosecuted because of those aerial photos. And that's the slippery slope that this drone programs, that we don't even know what the programs are, is threatening.
Well, and that's the reason that we have all of our collective conservative associations and organizations that have popped up like crazy in the last 4 or 5 years just because of issues like this.
I don't know what path I see the path President Obama is taking us on, but I think among Republicans, and this includes our last president, I think we have so many that just don't have the backbone, you know, that had even Ronald Reagan, although I didn't agree with him, Ronald Reagan wasn't afraid of anyone. You know, he just wasn't. That's just, he wasn't looking to make friends. But, I mean, it's just like we're just so afraid to hurt someone's feelings or to challenge. I know, Mike, I have a great congressman for the first time in a long time. He was just booted off the budget committee, Justin Amash, because he refused to toe the party lines. But, I mean, in many ways, and I don't play favorites here, but as we know, it's one of the reasons I can't stand Sean Hannity. Tuesday and Wednesday, he's one way. Thursday, he's another, depending on who his guest is. You know, Rush, one of the reasons I've always liked Rush, is the message 25 years ago when I was a kid shaking the radio to get the signal is the same today in my car. It just hasn't changed. And people need to be that like that. They just need to stick to their core values. Liberals do it all the time. They're so obsessed with their cause. They're just in love with it. And we need to get that.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And my motto is don't get mad, get even. And I'm, you know, when these Republican elected officials, and you talk about throwing stuff through the TV, I want to do it multiple times daily. Whenever I hear the word from a Republican elected official, in a bipartisan matter, I want to scream and I want to just reach through the TV and I want to slap them. Because every time that a Republican crosses the aisle to try, if you will, and work with the left, we get our wrists lopped off, we get our hands lopped off at the wrists, and then we wonder why that we can't get anything done, and then to add fuel to that fire, then the left will come back and say, Well, they didn't give enough effort. They didn't come over and try and work with us. You know what? Heck with that. You know, these old guard Republicans, that's the way they used to do business. That's the way it used to be. It's not like that anymore. The game has changed. And until the old guard, which they're not going to change, you got to wear them out, you got to vote them out, and you know, that's the only way to get rid of them, and you have to replace them with true conservatives, and that's the only way you win that battle.
That I agree.
Amen.
You said a phrase, because when you were talking about, you know, bipartisan, my mind was saying reaching across the aisle, and every time you hear that, you know, our hands get slapped. And I had said once before that if you're going to put, say, for example, a budget bill before, you know, the entire House and send it on to the Senate, I said, throw a couple little carrots in there for the other side just to tempt them and say, all right, fine, this is the best we've come up with. We've given you the little things we asked for. You know, we want you to pass it. If they fail to pass it, take it back, remove one of the carrots, then send it back to them and said, fine, we took one of the gifts to you. If you don't pass it, we're going to take away another one. And keep on doing that until you got the bill completely stripped down to exactly what you wanted it to be in the first place. And then you just turn around and say, hey, the Senate refuses to pass it. It's not our fault. We've offered this bill over and over again. They didn't want to pass it. So that's it.
Well, and I agree with you 100%. But then you get the press that you read, you know, front page in every newspaper or hear on the news or the top of the hour radio. Republicans refuse to work with the Senate, or, you know, Republicans refuse to work with the Senate Democrats. You know, it doesn't matter. We can do our absolute best at putting together a great budget, which we've done many times. And then you get Harry Reid standing up there and saying, well, they haven't given us anything they want. And the press says that the right won't work with the left. You know what? We're going to continue to get that. That's not going to change. The bottom line is that you have to get control, maintain control of the House, and get more conservatives in there. And you have to get control of the Senate. It's that simple.
That I agree with. As a matter of fact, in May, we have a congressional race here because Tim Scott, who was my representative, is now my senator. That seat is open. We've got 16 Republicans running. And one of the things I was shooting off to Lindsey Graham, and I said, look at what's happening right now in the House seat in District 1. There are 16 Republicans and 5 other parties. You know, 3 Democrats and 2 independent Libertarians. And I said, 16 on the Republican side alone for this one seat. In 2014, your seat is up. Imagine that field or an even more expanded field going after you in 2014. I mean, I think we're going to be taking him down, honestly.
Personally, I hope it happens.
Well, one of the things you got to remember, too, Andy, we had Annie is very good friends with the South Carolina, head of the South Carolina Republican Party. He's a true conservative. We had him as a guest. And we need to do this statewide where he's talking about, he said, look, we're going to challenge fellow Republicans if they're not conservative, period. That's the way it works. We're going to challenge them in the primaries. And, I mean, he just has this approach where it's too bad. He doesn't give a damn. And that's in order to fight the dirty, you're not going to do it clean. You've got to get dirty yourself. I just think we all need that mentality. Whereas the head of the Republican Party in your own state says, you know what, if you're a liberal Republican, we're going to challenge you in the primary. We're going to challenge you in the primary. I mean, as we all know, politicians get very nervous when they know they have a challenge. They tend to wet themselves an awful lot like a little baby.
And Mike,
I hear you.
You'll be happy to know that one of the guests coming on Friday, the 15th, we're going to have a lot of these Republican candidates back for District 1, is going to be a rhino, Teddy Turner. He is going to be on the show, son of Ted Turner, Teddy Turner Jr.
Well, good. I can't wait to have a little chat. The problem is with that, Annie will get to him before I will, Andy, and he'll hang up the same way Michelle Bachmann did.
I won't be able to
get a word out. I'll be like, well, thank you for joining us. Hello. Hello. I'll see you then. But I mean, and I meant what I said. You know, I am the tune that Rush talked in the 80s when he first came on the radio is the same he talks about today, and he's not really worried about what Republican or Democrat or who out there is concerned about. He's not concerned about offending them or saying something to lose the listener, et cetera, et cetera. To whereas too many of these other people are, well, I can't go to the edge because of this or because of that. And, you know, and then we also find so-called conservatives changing their stories. Or exactly as you said, I agree with you, Andy, we're working in a bipartisan fashion. To me, bipartisan fashion means giving in to the true conservative beliefs in the core.
Yeah, I agree. I really do.
I mean,
real quick question, Annie. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is Jack Kingston, is he your representative or?
Jack Kingston?
He's Georgia. Never mind. He's Savannah.
Yeah, I was going to say, name doesn't ring a
bell. That's right. You're in South Carolina. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Right. State Representative. It was Joe Wilson.
Ah, okay.
Joe, you lie, huh?
It was Joe Wilson, but when they just did the redistricting as of January 1st, it became Tim Scott, and that's the seat that's now open.
I gotcha. Okay. That's right. You're at Lattice Island, is that correct?
No, I'm Ladies Island, which is part of Beaufort, yeah.
Yeah, got it. I've been there, actually, a couple of times.
It's a nice little part of paradise.
Andy, are you a Cardinals fan or are you a Chiefs fan like Rush?
Well, I'm definitely a Cardinals fan, and I'm not going to put words in Rush's mouth by any means, but I think he's probably more of a Cardinals fan, too. But I remember a great story when I was in college at University of Missouri, which is only a two-hour drive from Kansas City. Rush was working in the front office of the Royals at that time, and so I had a couple of fraternity brothers of mine and I, and we hopped in the car, and I called Rush in advance, and I said, we're coming to Kansas City to catch a Royals game. Any way that, you might be able to help us out with some tickets or something, wink, wink. And we showed up at a private entrance to Royal Stadium, and he had tickets, a couple of baseballs for us, took us in, gave us a little quick tour of the place, and then we saw the Royals play, Toronto. And if you all are familiar with who Danny Ainge is, he was the gazillion-time All-Star with the Celtics, et cetera. He was the starting third baseman that night for Toronto.
From Brigham Young. He played at
BYU.
Brigham Young.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep. So that's my Royals and Rush story.
Wow.
And we can continue with whatever else you want to talk about.
I've got a whole stack here.
Let me throw this out there for you, Andy. How about, I mean, any consideration for you possibly making a run for office, whether it's school board or big time?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
He keeps trying to push me, but I told my mama a long time ago, I'll clean a sewer before
Wait a minute. For both of you, we have an obligation. We have an obligation to... It's not like we want. If you really think about it, think of the contract with America. Most of those Republicans who were real conservatives did their time and left. That's because they have a life to live, etc. In many ways, we have that obligation. We now have these career-minded people, even the Republicans, that just want to be fat cats. People, it's up to us. It's like people like us. It's an inconvenience, yes, but you think I want to run against this Republican governor knowing he's got millions and... when they start revealing the things I've done in the past, watch my mom have send me to confession every day. But you know what? It starts with us.
Well, again, there are people like me and Andy that are strong advocates for people that we see better than we are and able to handle political office, able to stand that fire that's in the oven. So you got someone like us and Andy that will be the support and their base. So that's where we do our thing, right, Andy?
Oh. Absolutely, and thank you. My conscience is now clear.
you too. So, Andy, if you don't mind me asking, up until like right now, okay, you obviously graduated. What have you done after college? You married? You have family?
I was married at one time, since divorce, but great woman, and never had kids, and so that's where we are right now. And I'm just really too busy trying to do what I'm doing right now to get involved in anything.
Ladies, he's handsome and he's available.
Well, yeah, a lot of good-looking women will listen. Go ahead.
If I may go back to what you asked just a moment ago, Mike, about running for office, and I don't want to come across and sound like any type of martyr here, but the reason I'm doing what I'm doing, and yeah, I've thought about it, but the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is that I feel that I can help more people doing what I'm doing than I can being an elected official that only has a specific number of constituents.
Yeah, and
that's kind of my feeling about it.
And that is very true. I'm aware of that. I mean, sometimes people on the outside can do a heck of a lot more than someone on the inside.
And Ann had it correct that we're here to support.
Yeah, and your Founders Assurance Alliance, Founders Alliance USA, which is FAUSAHealth.org, that's portable across country. That's coast to coast, Alaska, Hawaii, the Virgin Islands.
There are three states that we cannot operate in: Washington State, Montana, and Vermont. Every place else is open. It's just for compliance issues for insurance regulatory, state departments of insurance.
Oh, interesting. So I guess people from those states should be contacting their elected officials and say, hey, listen, can we get this into the state?
Yes, they should. Yeah, every state has a department of insurance or similar, and every state obviously abides by the rules and regs when it comes to insurances, whether it's property and casualty or auto or life and health, et cetera, of that state.
Oh, man. It would be amazing if you can get this now, this type of a package with, say, for example, homeowners insurance, life insurance, auto, you know, renters insurance. If you can have something like this across the board, that'd be interesting.
Keep that one in your back pocket.
Here we go. Well, I'll tell you, it's a gold mine right here for me to find this. And yeah, I don't think a lot of people who work, whether it's the bartenders or servers in restaurants or you work for Jimmy, whatever you may do, I don't think people know about this. I think this is a great, like I said, I'm going to post it on my Facebook, and I'm actually going to print up something and post it at work so people can see that. I mean, $20 a month, we can possibly do that, and, you know, you can make well over that in tips a night. So, I mean, this is like, I still don't believe it. I'm almost like thinking to myself, like, this really happened? Wow.
You know, everybody is, especially now, everybody's looking for an edge. And whoever can, you know, think outside of the box and come up with new and different ways. And you know, one of the things about Obamacare is that it, by virtue of mandating people to do something, and this is the beauty about living in the United States and about our Constitution and the free market, is that it provides the opportunity for the private sector to put their thinking caps on and come up with new and different ways to build a mousetrap. And I'm not saying there's a mousetrap, but just for analogy. And this is what we've been able to come up with. And I can't stand Obamacare because it's the mandate. It's the government forcing people to do something. And so by virtue of that, the free market and the private sector will continue to come up with new and different types of ways to get to the market.
Yep.
And so and it's good. And I welcome competition because competition makes you just even better.
Yeah. What I found interesting is, you know, when I'm interviewing these 16 Republicans running for this office, how many of them were willing to work to defund Obamacare. And now, if only, If only. And then see the whole thing collapse would be great.
Well, yeah, and that's really the only way that this train wreck can get righted is to really defund a lot of the parts of it. I know that part of the funding that was supposed to hire the additional 10,000 IRS reps was not funded. So those additional IRS reps are not going to be in existence.
Mm. Well, that's one good thing. At least
it
one
is.
Department is not growing. But
and states have to cooperate too. This governor we have is just such a he's not even a Republican. He's like a socialist or something. He wants to raise income tax, or he has raised income tax, but gas tax and sales tax. On top of that, he's growing he's got two new branches. He expanded by executive order. And just to see the other fellow Republicans just march in line with this guy, it almost makes me beyond wonder just whether or not we really, really have just become hypnotized with what's cool or what's hip and not really what's common sense anymore.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is that people are so frustrated. They're just literally, and it's by design, that people are so frustrated. They don't know what to do, and they just throw their arms up in the air and said, okay, I give. Well, you know, and that's fine if you want to do that. I'm not going to. You two aren't going to. And a gazillion other people out there who are listeners and have the same beliefs as the three of us, you know, we're not going to throw our arms up in the air. I understand it. I get it. You know, people need to run their lives and to live their lives the best they know how. But, my God, trying to get blood out of a turnip and raising taxes everywhere you can look to support government growth is just ludicrous. And it's so commonsensical. And I just don't understand why people just – it's a very simple concept, and I just don't get it. And I know you all
yeah.
don't either.
Our famous line here for this governor, and I actually got in trouble because I called the I'll pose this to you two. You two are not even in the state. I got into it with the lieutenant governor, who everyone's like, oh, you can't talk to him that way. He's just lucky I didn't crack him. We're building a bridge from Detroit to Canada, an additional bridge. It's free. Any of you two care to comment on that? From the words of our own governor, it's free. What does that tell you?
Well, first of all, you've got every right to talk to him any way you want to because he works for you.
That damn right I do. He's my servant. Well, our governor says we're their customers, and that's actually what started it. I said, I wouldn't shop at your store for anything. I said, you're my servant. And he's like, oh, well, you don't stand a chance running against us anyways, blah, blah, blah. Oh, whatever. By acknowledging it, I obviously got a little concern out of him. But, I mean, here's this bridge. It's free. And all these Republicans are clapping, standing up. I'm thinking, are you morons really this stupid? It's free?
And what does Canada say about the cost?
It's free.
So no one's paying for
it. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's free. I think to myself, I just drive home, and I really think to myself, like, you know, he may get 2 million votes, and you may see I only get 10 votes. But at least of the 10 that get nine obviously, me being, I'll know those people. At least there's nine other people that have some brains on this planet. I'm thinking to myself, here is a person saying this bridge is free. And we really believe it? God help us.
Well, just keep hanging in there and keep talking to your elected officials like that, and you'll get somewhere.
It's free. Yeah, isn't it great? Everything's free. We got Obamacare. It's all free. What a great world we live in, isn't it?
Oh, I think Lindsey Graham got so mad at me, they don't even answer my calls anymore.
There was an old man who made a comment there. This is great. He kind of is just a sarcastic old man. He said, what's this bridge going to look like? Rope, and we're going to have to go across with our arms? Because he said it was free. I thought, you know what? Good for you. But, I mean, it's the mentality that as conservatives, we need to educate people in the same manner that the liberals indoctrinate. And once people start paying taxes on their own, the rest takes care of itself. The domino effect will take care of itself. But we just need to be more, I feel we just need to be more active, and we can never take it for granted, because there's always these political parties or just political people in general that want to pull us back to what, you know, to what many of these countries are saying.
Jeez, Mike, you should run for governor.
Andy, I'm going to. I actually have $600 in my fund too, so it's growing. It was $6 about 2 weeks ago. So
that's dial 1-800-COOL-MIKE.
My mother, bless her soul. She asked me to run to the store and get her a Coke. She gave me 50. She said, put the rest in the campaign. And of course, I've never agreed with my mom on any issue, but at least she even donated.
Well, that's it. Hey, she's your mom, so, for crying out loud.
Andy, I got one more question I got to ask you. How many times when you have to show your ID, do you get the magic question?
Oh, I don't even show my ID and I'm introduced, and I get the magic question. But it's great. It happens at least daily.
What's the magic question? I'm missing something here.
His name. Once he shows his ID, they say, hey, are you related to Rush?
Okay. Well, actually, whenever I say my husband's name, which is Yanni, they say, oh, the piano player? No.
Oh, man.
You should just start nodding your head and saying maybe.
Now, I came across something just yesterday, and I went hysterical laughing. You know, Al Gore sold his current TV to Al Jazeera. And now there's a Los Angeles resident out there, a John Terenzio, who's suing Al Gore for more than $5 million, saying he actually came up with the idea of selling the network to Al Jazeera. Now, isn't that just hysterical?
You know, it's funny you brought that up. I was listening to a local drive time radio show this morning, and they were talking about that very same issue. And you know what? It just couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And a guy who just has the best intentions of all of us at heart. And, you know, that just frosts me. I hope that guy wins $5 million. I hope he wins $50 million.
Amen to that, Andy. Amen to that.
Oh, man. And they actually are going to try to bring this into the American market. Al Jazeera America coming to a station near you. Woo.
That's for another subject, but yeah, I know. It's scary.
As if we're going to be told the truth on that network. Duh.
Well, that's why you should go to the Stand Up America site, because that's what General Valley discusses in very great detail about just certain things like that.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing that was heartening that I came across also. This was just the other week. The ACLU actually lost a case. They were trying to get the Ten Commandments removed, and a federal judge in Florida threw the case out.
God bless that judge.
So the Ten Commandments remain atop the steps of the courthouse.
Yay. Yay. Somebody who stands up for the Constitution. And that's great. That is great to hear.
Oh, man. Well, Andy, it has been absolute fun with you today. I really enjoyed it, and you're welcome back anytime.
Well, Annie, thank you so much. Mike, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you all reaching out and having me on, and it's been a lot of fun, and I would love to be on again whenever.
Yeah, and now, with the exception of Michelle Bachman, I'm batting 1,000. Every time a guest tells me they can only stay up till a certain time, they always stay a lot longer. You said 3 o'clock, and we're now 5 minutes left on the show. You stayed the whole time.
Well, thank you.
It was great. I loved it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you again.
With Michelle Bachman, we still hear the ring from the slamming of the receiver down. We still hear it in our ears. Thank you very much, Andy. This has been great. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Mike. Andy, thank you again.
Okay. You have a great day and a good weekend.
Thanks.
And Andy
right.
Limbaugh.
Bye-bye.
And his site is FoundersAllianceUSAHealth.org. There's a link for that up in the chat room as well as on the show page. Click on it, check it out. It's a way to save a lot of money in your health insurance. Mike, the day has gone real fast.
Certainly has. Sorry, there's a little noise, but yes, certainly has.
Yeah, and we got coming up, let me see, I got the sheet here now. Coming up on Tuesday, we're going to have Brad Marston on. He's going to be coming on. He is a commentator and a reporter, conservative, of course. He'll be on. And then the following Friday, 1 week from today, we're going to have the Republican candidates again for District 1, plus a few new ones, which includes Teddy Turner, Ted Turner's son, who is running for that seat. So we're actually extended that show from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We're going to go a whole 3 hours. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. I'm actually really looking forward to – I got a little movement. I'm really looking forward to it. I thought that last show we did was absolutely the best. I still not stop telling people about it. So let's give them hell, Annie. Let's give them hell.
Absolutely. Plus, we'll have a reporter from the floor of CPAC at the same time. So it'll be great. So everyone, tune back in on Tuesday, same bat time, same bat station. We'll be here. So have a healthy, happy, and safe weekend. So until then, I say good night, and God bless to you all.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble.
You've been listening to Southern Sense Blog Talk Radio. Producer and your hostess extraordinaire is Ann Ubelis. The theme music, American Stand Up, is written and performed by Don Fortney. For more from Don, check out his webpage, teapartymusic.webs.com. Southern Sense is a proud member of Ghost Fighter Radio and Freedom Media Network. Southern Sense is common sense. Take it out, Don.
American.
American.